Pastor Brandon here with our readings for Tuesday, February 4th, 2020. Today our readings come from Psalm 19, 1 through 6, Genesis 34, and Matthew 12, 33 through 45. Let's go to Psalms 19, 1 through 6. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. Genesis chapter 34. Now, Dinah, the daughter Leah had born to Jacob, went out to visit the women of the land. When Shechem, son of Haran, and Hivite, the ruler of that area, saw her, he took her and raped her. His heart was drawn to Dinah, daughter of Jacob. He loved the young woman and spoke tenderly to her. And Shechem said to his father, Hamor, get me this girl as my wife. When Jacob heard that his daughter Dinah had been defiled, his sons were in the fields with his livestock. So he did nothing about it until they came home. Then Shechem's father, Hamor, went out to talk with Jacob. Meanwhile, Jacob's sons had come in from the fields. As soon as they heard what had happened, they were shocked and furious because Shechem had done an outrageous thing in Israel by sleeping with Jacob's daughter, a thing that should not be done. But Hamor said to them, my son Shechem has his heart set on your daughter. Please give her to him as his wife. Intermarry with us. Give us your daughters and take our daughters for yourself. You can settle among us and the land is open to you. Live in it, trade in it, and acquire property in it. Then Shechem said to Dinah's father and brothers, let me find favor in your eyes, and I will give you whatever you ask. Make the price for the bride and the gift I am to bring as great as you like, and I'll pay whatever you ask me. Only give me the young woman as my wife. Because their sister Dinah had been defiled, Jacob's sons replied deceitfully as they spoke to Shechem and his father Hamor. They said to them, we can't do such a thing. We can't give our sisters to a man who is not circumcised. That would be a disgrace to us. We will enter into an agreement with you on one condition only, that you become like us by circumcising all your males. Then we will give you our daughters and take your daughters for ourselves. We'll settle among you and become one people with you. But if you will not agree to be circumcised, we'll take our sister and go. Their proposal seemed good to Hamor and his son Shechem. The young man who was the most honored of all his father's family lost no time in doing what they said, because he was delighted with Jacob's daughter. So Hamor and his son Shechem went to the gate of their city to speak to the men of their city. These men are friendly towards us, they said. Let them live in our land and trade in it, and the land has plenty of room for them. We can marry their daughters and they can marry ours, but the men will agree to live with us as one people only on the condition that our males be circumcised as they themselves are. Won't their livestock, their property, and all their other animals become ours? So let us agree to their terms, and they will settle among us. All the men who went out of the city gate agreed with Hamor and his son Shechem. And every male in the city was circumcised. 3 days later, while all of them were still in pain, two of Jacob's sons, Simon and Levi, Dinah's brother, took their swords and attacked the unsuspecting city, killing every male. They put Hamor and his son Shechem to the sword and took Dinah from Shechem's house and left. The sons of Jacob came upon the dead bodies and looted the city where their sister had been defiled. They seized their flocks and herds and donkeys and everything else of theirs in the city, and out in the fields they carried off all their wealth and all their women and children, taking as plunder everything in the houses. Then Jacob said to Simon and Levi, "You have brought you've brought trouble on me by making me obnoxious to the Canaanites and Perizzites, the people living in this land. We are few in number. And if they join forces against me and attack me, I and my household will be destroyed." But they replied, "Should he have treated our sister like a prostitute?" Matthew 12:33-45. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that everyone will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you." He answered, "A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now something greater than Solomon is here. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest, but does not find it. Then it says, 'I will return to the house I left.' When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of the person is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation." This is the word of our Lord and our readings from Tuesday, February 4th, 2020. Now, I want to go back to Matthew today. I mean, you just can't go wrong with keep looking at the Gospels, keep looking to Jesus. And it is, the whole Bible points to Jesus, but it's here in Matthew where we just see some very interesting teachings of Jesus. In particular, we got to remember what we talked about yesterday, the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit, and how that was something the Pharisees were doing by denying who Jesus was, saying that what he was doing through the Spirit of God was being done out of an evil spirit and not the Spirit of God. And how it was something that was unique to their time and place that they were in, because they had Jesus right there in front of them, yet they refused to see. And upon that, they accused him of having a demon. And this is where he talks about, make a tree good and its fruit will be good. Make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. And they yet still ask for a sign later on. They ask for a sign. And Jesus explains, there will be no other sign except for the sign of Jonah. And what is the sign of Jonah that he explains? That Jonah was in the belly of the well for 3 days. So must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. He is talking about his coming burial here. That is the metaphor Jesus is using here, and how he will only be in that grave for 3 days, like Jonah was in the well for 3 days, but will once again emerge from that grave as Jonah emerged from that well. And here's the kicker. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment of this generation and condemn it. The men of Nineveh, if you're not familiar with the story of Jonah, the men of Nineveh were the people that Jonah was called to go and prophesy to. And he does, and they repent. They change their hearts. They change their direction. They take a new path, God's path. But they were wickedly evil, it says in the Bible, before Jonah ever came to prophesy to them. So wickedly evil, Jonah tried to run away from having to prophesy to them, which is why we get a big fish swallowing Jonah and spitting him up 3 days later. The point is, Jonah goes, he prophesies, and they repent. And what Jesus is saying is they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And something greater than Jonah is here, as he says. Something greater than Jonah is here, and you have no such repentance. You have no such repentance in your life. Nineveh will condemn you. These were very, very harsh words, but true words that Jesus was giving the Pharisees for how they had received him and how they refused to listen to him. And it's important for us to ask, how do we receive Jesus? How do we receive Jesus? And this goes into the next section of our Gospel of Matthew, where he talks about the impure spirit comes out of a person and goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. What he's talking about here is that Jesus comes in and cleans up our lives. But what happens? What happens next? The spirits come back, or the spirit comes back, and he finds the place all in order. And what does he go out and do? He brings 7 others along with him, because there's nothing that took his place. We can keep changing as much as we want. We can keep changing who we are on the outside, but if we don't change who we are on the inside, we're going to be just as worse off than we were before. Jesus comes to bring us change. He comes to clean up our lives. He comes to restore us. But that's not just an outward work. It's an inward work that's happening presently in our lives. And we have to allow him to fill us with his presence to do just this work in our lives. That is what Jesus does. Will we allow him to do it? The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.